This is Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Man, holidays just around the corner. You got to get excited about Jingle Rails at the Idlejorg. Welcome to the show, Brian Corbin, the PR manager at the Idlejorg.
Good to be with you, Julie.
We are so excited about this year's event. It's a tradition with so many families. Is the same, the Great Western Adventure, it's back. Is it all the same that we've seen before and then some?
Yes and no, Julie. Jingle Rails at the Idlejorg, as you mentioned, is a must-see family holiday tradition and a very affordable one as well. And this year it opens November the 18th and it lasts through January the 15th. And these are the model electric trains that move through miniature landscapes that whimsically recreate downtown Indianapolis and the landmarks of the American West, including Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, the Hoover Dam, Golden Gate Bridge, and more. But something is new this year, and that is one of the backdrops, one of the dioramas that the trains go through are the landmarks of Hollywood, California.
Cool. My little grandson loves trains, so I'm very excited. I think he turned three this summer, so I think he's finally at that age where he's going to be all about this exhibit. So we're bringing him, for sure. Mary Pat, you got grandkids?
Yep, grandson, same, yep.
Yeah, children love trains, and these are nine realistic model trains that each move in a big loop through the landscapes. They're operated by volunteer model railroaders who are really knowledgeable about the model train hobby and love to talk with visitors about the model train.
Yeah, there's a lot of those in Indiana, a lot of those guys that love the trains.
Right. And adults really love the miniature reproductions of the landscapes. I mentioned Mount Rushmore and the National Park Lodges and the Old Faithful Geyser at Yellowstone. It reminds people of favorite family vacations to national parks out west that they might have taken. And these 12 miniature landscapes that the trains move through are crafted of all natural materials, bark, twigs, moss, honeycomb.
Oh, wow.
They're incredibly intricate and realistic. It's really striking to see. And the electric trains, they wind their way along the track on kind of an imaginary trip of the imagination. They start in the landmarks of downtown Indianapolis, Monument Circle, Lucas Oil Stadium, and the Idlejorg Museum building itself, to the Old West, and then back.
Cool. Who puts this together? I mean, like, isn't it a time-consuming process to make everything so precise?
Well, that's a bit of a complicated story. The train display, the backdrops, were created by a company called Applied Imagination, based in Alexandria, Kentucky. And Jingle Rails at the Idlejorg is now in its eighth year. And as I mentioned, it's sort of become a favorite family tradition that Hoosiers enjoy bringing their children and grandchildren to every year to see the display. It takes up all of the Clues Court in the museum and then extends out into the hallway.
Wow.
The Eagle Commons. But it's the actual miniature landscapes themselves are made of all natural materials that were designed and built by this company, Applied Imagination. And they made a similar display at the U.S. Botanical Garden in Washington, D.C. That's just right off the Capitol if you've been to D.C. And these backdrops are really, really impressive. Everything's decorated with holiday lights. You know, trains in the Old West, everyone who sees it is delighted by it. It's really entertaining and educational. And again, it is it's in storage most of the year, and then we bring it out in November, and it will go on display once it's assembled beginning November the 18th. It takes about a week to put it all together, to lay all the track and so forth, and then it'll be up through January the 15th, and then it will be put into storage again.
Did you go out to D.C. to see what Applied Imagination does? Did you go see their display first? Or
I was not with the museum at that time.
It
began 8 years ago. But, yes, the museum was familiar with Applied Imagination's work, and they've done other sorts of botanical landscape displays around the country, I believe in New York as well, where they've created these incredible miniature worlds, in essence, depicting landmarks and buildings, and often with train displays. But that's kind of what they do. That's what this company, Applied Imagination, out of Alexandria, Kentucky, does. The the creator of the company, or the founder, is a gentleman named Paul Bussey, and his talented crew of these creative artists and botanical architects and landscape designers at Applied Imagination have created these railway exhibitions. I think another location that they've had one is the New York Botanical Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, United States Botanical
Incredible.
Garden, D.C.
So quality. You know, we're going to really see something if you've never seen it, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, we're speaking with Brian Corbin. He is the public relations manager at the Adel Jordan Museum. A jingle rail is not the only thing going on there. It's a busy, busy museum. I know you do a toy drive, don't you, in November, December?
That's correct. Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, there is an annual toy drive which occurs at the Adel Jordan Museum. This is the Turtle Mountain Toy Drive. It's a donation drive for children at the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians Reservation, which I believe is in North Dakota near the Canadian border. If you'd like to donate to that cause, donate to the children located on that Indian reservation. We'll be taking donations of toys, new toys at the museum from November the 18th through December the 11th.
So unwrapped.
Visiting during that time, drop one off. We'll have a collection area at the front entrance of the museum where those can be collected.
Okay. You want to tell us, I'm looking at your calendar. I'll let you pick and choose what else you'd like to tell us about that's going on there. I love the trunk shows.
Right. Well, if I may, I wanted to just put in a quick word regarding jingle rails in terms of the admission for jingle
rails. Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Jingle rails.
Sure.
Is one of the most affordable family holiday attractions in the Indianapolis area. It is included with regular admission to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can save a few bucks if you purchase discount tickets online on our website, if you go to our website in advance, which is very easy to remember, www.eiteljorg.org. And if you order online, then tickets for adults are $11. Youth, kids ages age 5 to age 17 are $6.
That's cheaper than going to Monkey Joe's, Mary Pat.
Yes, ma'am.
And then children ages 4 and under are admitted free to the museum.
That's great.
So order those discount tickets online on our website, eiteljorg.org. Also, parking is free at the underground parking garage at the White River State Park in downtown Indianapolis, so it's a great deal.
Yeah, it's great that's included.
We have an awful lot going on during the months of November, December, and January here at the Adel Jordan Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a, you mentioned the Inuit Art Trunk Show. Yeah, we do have a trunk show involving an art studio from the territory of Nunavut in Canada, which will be offering a selection of Inuit paintings, tapestries, sculptures, and jewelry. That will be November 24th through 27th, and that will be taking place here at the museum at the Lilly Theater. Something else I think maybe would be of great interest to the public visiting the museum is if you're attending to see Jingle Rails, admission to the Adel Jorg, of course, will get you in to see everything else inside the museum that day, including another special exhibit going on at the same time, just kind of coincidentally it's taking place at the same time in the same building at the Adel Jorg, an exhibit called Native Art Now. Native Art Now, it's a really spectacular collection of beautiful contemporary Native American art. And, you know, the Adel Jorg has been very involved in celebrating the Native American artists of today. And Native American artists aren't just people of the past. They are artists who are active and are working today, who make beautiful, relevant art. And that's what you'll see during the Native Art Now exhibit, which runs through January 28th. And there'll be many fascinating works of contemporary art. It really is a surprise around every corner. And so the Native Art Now exhibition room, it's just across the hall from Jingle Rails, in fact, on the main floor of the Adel Jorg. So to kind of tie it all together, you know, kids and parents and grandparents, they'll really like the Jingle Rails trains, of course. But I think adults will also enjoy and appreciate the beautiful contemporary art in the Native Art Now exhibition as well.
Oh, no question about it. And, of course, the cafe has the food is there is amazing. It's very good.
Yes, yes. Our museum, we encourage everybody, if you're visiting the Attleburg, if you're going to be here for the day anyway, come and stop at our museum cafe. We have some wonderful Southwest items on the menu. We just recently actually updated the menu for the fall season.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some wonderful, delicious items on the Attleburg Museum Cafe menu. And we encourage everybody to visit the museum store as well. Pick up some wonderful holiday items.
Yeah, one of a kind
stuff.
We do
have a fun event coming up Saturday, December the 2nd.
Yeah.
This is our annual winter market.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be on Saturday, December the 2nd, just an all-day event at the museum. Local artists will have booths set up inside the museum, and they'll be selling the beautiful handmade jewelry and housewares and decorative items that they've created. And it's a lot of fun because you can find unique handmade gifts for the folks, the family members on your holiday list, both naughty and nice. it's a fun event, Winter Market on Saturday, December the 2nd, so we encourage folks to come to that. We'll have some storytellers that will be here during the holiday season. I think on you can go to our website, idlejorg.org, but I believe we have some storytellers who will be giving performances November the 18th, December the 2nd, December the 9th, and December the 16th. Those are all Saturdays. So if folks are interested in hearing a storyteller performance, we'll have some of those. We have some artists in residence who will be also at the museum during the holiday season. Karen Ann Hoffman is our one of our artists in residence, and she will be demonstrating Iroquois beadwork, and she will hold open studio sessions on November the 11th, November the 18th, and November 25th, and visitors can come here to the museum, go to our studio, meet her, learn about Karen's art and her culture. And we'll also be having some beadwork demonstrations taking place Thanksgiving weekend, Friday and Saturday, November the 24th and 25th. Karen Ann Hoffman, as well as another artist, Katrina Mitten. Katrina is from the Miami tribe. And they will both be here on those dates, November 24th and 25th. So a lot of events going on throughout the holiday season. I'd say best bet, visit our website, www.idlejorg.org, and you can just click on the calendar on the particular day you might like to visit and see the various activities and programs that are taking place. And there are new and interesting activities being added all the time.
Yeah, it's a busy place.
It is.
Brian Corbin with the Idlejorg Museum, thank you for being our guest today on Boomer Radio.
Well, it's great to be with you, Julie and Mary Pat. And I wanted to make just a quick mention of at Jingle Rails, we do have a new scene, a new attraction, Hollywood.
Woohoo!
Landmarks of Hollywood, including the famous Hollywood sign and the Paramount Pictures gates and Grauman's Chinese theater, you know, where
mm-hmm.
all the celebrities' footprints are in
mm-hmm.
cement. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. So
cool.
We hope everybody will come out to see Jingle Rails.
We'll do it. Thank you so much again, Brian, at idlejorg.org for all of the details. And we'll be right back on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
Welcome. We are talking to Kim Galeaz. She is a registered dietitian and oh so much more, and we're going to talk about food. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Is food your favorite topic?
Food?
Sort of?
Yes, absolutely. Cooking it, thinking about it, you know, planning menus. Yes, of course, just like you all, you love it too, right?
I do, absolutely. Are you the kind of person that, you know, I remember when my kids were little, I'd like, you know, do the grocery list, go once a week, plan for the whole week. I don't do that anymore. How do you do your shopping, your prep, your cooking? Just curious.
Well, here's the deal. You have to understand, my business is food, and so that means I don't do the regular planning a week in advance because I'm in supermarkets a lot because
mm-hmm.
of when I test recipes and create recipes, and then I'm working on a television segment idea. So I just go with whatever. Lots of leftovers. I call them LOs in my family.
LOs?
So I love LOs, and you know what? It would be a deal breaker. You know, my husband and I have only been married about 9 years, but it would have been a deal breaker if he hadn't loved LOs. So, got to have them because I have a lot of food around all the time. But no extensive planning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just keep things on hand in my pantry to use as well, so I can have quick burritos or pasta or tortellini from the freezer.
Yeah, there's a lot of nights like that where you're just too busy. You come home and it's like, okay, what do I have in the freezer? There's always something. you can come up with.
You know, and one of the best is the breakfast for dinner, the dinner idea.
Yeah.
You know? That always works great.
I always forget about that, but that is a good one.
Eggs, pancakes, waffles.
That was a staple raising my children. It was always an easy one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got Thanksgiving around the corner, and of course, tradition says turkey. That's what I always go with. Have you ever made anything untraditional for Thanksgiving, Kim? Just curious.
Well, it's not really untraditional. It's always a second meat for a lot of people, the ham.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely a ham with maybe some kind of fruit sauce. I love my triple cherry sauce with ham. But then one year I actually did a beef tenderloin, and I tried to cook it in the oven to the appropriate temperature. It was very elegant and so on. But, anything, any protein would work great, whatever people want. And I know big families need to have several turkeys or a turkey and something else.
There's a teacher at the school I work at, and it's funny, we're standing at the playground not too long ago, and she absolutely loathes Thanksgiving food. She can't because, you know what? She's kind of, she's slim, she's trim, she's gorgeous. And I'm like, well, what do you eat? She goes, anything that's fried. I'm like, what?
That's great. That's priceless. She must exercise a lot to work it off.
She doesn't. I asked her. I said, what do you... I mean, she does play pickleball, so good for her. But she's like, the one year, and she goes to in-laws, and she said, my favorite Thanksgiving was the year my mom got sick, and I had to stay home with her because I didn't have to go to Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, and I hear that, and I think, oh, she's missing out on some of my favorite foods, and I know so many people look forward to these wonderful foods that really speak of tradition, you know, and I always say as a dietitian, do not tamper with tradition. You have to have all your family favorites, whatever that is.
Whatever that is. And, you know, you can always, you know, add a few new fun things if you want to try.
Well, I really encourage people to do that because we do have favorites that we have to have year after year. But I like kids to get exposed to a lot of new foods. So why not this Thanksgiving consider adding something green, yellow, or orange in addition to what you already have on the menu. So is that going to be a Brussels sprout dish or a Swiss chard or maybe butternut squash or some other green vegetable? Add it to whatever those traditional meals or foods are that you make.
Some color. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to have to say that because I want everybody to get those phytonutrients that are inherently in fruits and vegetables. And that's what helped me as I'm aging as a boomer. So
right.
I really hope that everybody else feels the importance to do that as well.
Is it true that the more vibrant the color, the more nutrients it has, the better it is for you?
Well,
is that always the case?
Not necessarily, because celery is one of those foods that everybody thinks is a nutrition nothing. And it, I know it's just extremely low calorie. It's almost no calories, but it actually does have bone building vitamin K.
Uh-huh.
So that's not necessarily the case. But when it comes to lettuces, for example, yes, there's more of the vitamin A and the nutrients in the darker green version.
Like
so
spinach,
romaine rather than iceberg. But iceberg still has nutrients.
Okay, yeah, it's not just a throwaway vegetable. Some people think that.
No.
It's just a...
Mm-mm. No, fruit and vegetable is a throwaway, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you know what I always remember about you that I love is you love baked potatoes. I am a baked potato fan.
Oh, I love them.
I just love them.
You know,
I know they're starchy, high carb and all that, but I love them so much.
Well, and they are the right kind of carbs, and that's where people get confused. They think they shouldn't have that type of carb, but... potatoes, even the flesh, if you don't do the skin, that's your choice. But the flesh itself has potassium, B vitamins, vitamin C. You get even more of those plus more fiber if you keep the skin on. Do you like to keep the skin on?
I do. I do that sometimes. I don't do it all the time. Mary Pat says, you don't like the skin, Mary Pat?
No. And butter and sour cream to top.
So, you know.
You do like the butter and sour cream, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. I have to have that too. I love that. So,
oh, that's hilarious.
Eat your potato.
Well, and there are ways, you know, people, one of the things the low-carb people do is the cauliflower mashed potatoes. Speak to that. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
Nope. You can do that if you want. Personally, I would miss having mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving.
Me too.
I absolutely adore them, and I love to make smashed potatoes. So that means I keep the skin on, and I just smash it up. I don't really mash it completely.
Interesting.
And I love to add low-fat buttermilk or full-fat buttermilk, whatever I've got on hand, to make more of a buttermilk-type mashed potato.
Ooh, buttermilk to mash. I'm writing that one down.
Oh, it's just so good. Just like you would do buttermilk biscuits, do your buttermilk mashed potatoes. You get the same effect if you take the sour cream, though, to a degree, and add it into the mashed potatoes as well.
I do
people
that.
Like add cream cheese or sour cream or all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's go ahead, Mary.
No, I was just going to say, Julie, will you remind me to eat before we have her on the show again?
I know, she's salivating over
there. Yeah, just make sure, keep yourself fueled every 3 to 5 hours, even on Thanksgiving. Don't skip your breakfast.
That's
make sure
right.
You eat something, and then you can have your fun Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about Thanksgiving Day cheats. I remember last year you talked about how it's cool to do a boxed dressing, if you want.
Oh, yeah. Boxed? I talk about those bags. I love those bags.
Oh, yeah, the big bags of the croutons.
Yeah, not just the box. So whatever your preference, you got to take advantage of things that are available. You know, our mothers in the 40s and the 50s would just have loved to have all the choices that we have now that save us time. And I love that stuffing mix because it saves me time. But the good thing is I can add tons of vegetables to it. I like to up the onion, celery, and garlic. And sometimes I like to add dried cherries, cashews or pecans, any dried fruit or nut works good in the stuffing, and it boosts the nutrients for you.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like, use the box stuffing, but add, you know, the homemade stuff to it. Oh, yeah, because we like our crunch, you know, the celery and all that stuff.
And if I remember correctly, Julie, I think you make yours from scratch.
I do.
Bread, right?
I do. I let it.
That's ambitious.
It is, but that's the way my mom did it, so that's what I'm used to. So that's
my mom did that too, but I steered to the box and to this bag. So whatever you like, and that's the important thing. You know, and if I could just say something,
yes,
that I really hope people grasp this year with the season of eating is, you know, just like we're thankful on Thanksgiving for everything that we have in our lives, I encourage you to be mindful as well. And what that means when it comes to the food is to think about all of your choices, what you're eating, and how much you're enjoying. And it's up to you to decide how you want to spend your calories. But be mindful of that so that you don't have ramifications down the road where you've increased your risk of health in certain ways or you've put on some weight. You know, you get to choose. Just be mindful, just like you're thankful.
Oh, I think that's wonderful advice.
That's very nice.
And I do,
thanks.
I do, yeah, I know some diabetics who kind of save up and they do the pies, and I know that's bad.
Well, they can actually have it any time of the year, and that's a misconception that they can't have sugar and desserts.
Yeah.
Anything that has carbs, no matter what kind of carb it is, if it's one of the nutrient-rich food group carbs or it's the actual sugar, they can have it, but they have to count total carbs. Diabetics do, and so they just need to allot for it. And when you spend a lot of your carbs on pies, you don't have maybe some carbs left over for a lot of those nutrient-rich vegetables like the sweet potatoes, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the cranberry sauce, and so on. So you need to be careful with that.
So again, the mindful eating.
Absolutely.
So what are you fixing this year for Thanksgiving, Kim? What are you fixing at your house?
I don't know yet because I'm still in flux as to whether my stepson and my grandson are coming over.
Ooh.
So I'm not quite sure, but I just said to my husband the other day, you know what? I don't know if I want to do the full turkey. We might do a turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why don't we do pork tenderloin for a change? And so that's another option because we love pork tenderloin, and did you know that it's actually the pork tenderloin, one of the leanest cuts of pork, and it's as lean, actually a smidgen leaner than boneless, skinless chicken breast.
What?
So people don't really understand that.
No.
And it is so lean and so nutrient-rich and so protein-rich.
Well, you know, Thanksgiving is about being grateful and family, and for those of you listening, enjoy your family, embrace them, whatever you're eating, be grateful. Kim Galeaz, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
We'll have more Boomer Radio right after this. Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Are you ready to go, you know, start singing all the Christmas carols and turkey dinner for Thanksgiving? And
I do better to dance than to sing.
I haven't seen that. We need to hang out more.
Really, neither one's very good. So,
we're so glad that you're listening to Boomer Radio today. We do want to mention that the magazine is on the shelves, a November-December issue featuring the handsome Eric Halverson.
What a great guy.
He is a great guy. I've known him for so many years, I can't even tell you.
He's a genuine one.
He is a genuine, a quality person.
Yep, I agree.
So Left Wish TV has reinvented himself. Now he's doing public relations at Kroger, correct?
He has a lot of responsibility.
He does.
At Kroger.
Yeah. But he's got some wide shoulders, baby.
Yeah.
He can handle it.
Yeah.
So check out the article inside the New Boomer magazine all about Eric. Love the guy, and you will too, and you know who we're talking about. So
It's a nice article.
Great issue. There's coupons in there. I love coupons.
Cappinger, I'm telling you, they're getting like hundreds of those back every week.
That's
unbelievable.
Great.
Yeah, it is great. Glad
so,
for them.
Kaplinger's is a seafood market and restaurant here in the Indianapolis area, so discounts are always welcome.
Well, and you know something people might be interested in, speaking of holidays,
is
our famous writer Todd, who we love, wrote an article about the best of holiday drinks.
Ooh.
So you might want to check that out. And we've also got some dressing. Let me re-explain that.
Re-explain that, please.
Yeah. Cooking page, dressing. Does it make sense now? Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay,
sorry. We've still got a little bit of time.
Yes, we do.
I like there's Wayne Gretzky's coming to town.
Yes, not
what?
Till January. But he's going to help kick off the Indy Fuel.
The great one. When I was a kid, my dad loves Wayne Gretzky.
Oh,
and of course I do too. But he would take us around the country to see him play.
Really?
Yeah, he would not all over the place, but probably three times in my life I remember him saying, hey, we're going to go watch him play hockey. And it was cool.
Well,
didn't appreciate
he was an exceptional player.
Yes, absolutely. So pick up the new magazine, any Kroger store. Thanks for listening to the show today. We appreciate you as an audience. You can always reach out to us, julie@indieboomer.com or
merrickbat@indieboomer.com as well.
Go to our website, indieboomer.com. There's a radio tab, a TV tab, and a magazine tab for the best times of your life. Promise. Have a great rest of your day. You are listening to Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.